For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. More local action for the Mobridge Pollock High School Tigers this weekend. At 4 p.m. today, the softball team will take on Beulah High School at the South Softball Complex. The Tigers went 2-0 last weekend against Winter Area to begin their season. Beulah is coming down from North Dakota, where they won the Class B State Championship last season. This afternoon's contest will be a 7-inning affair with a JV game to follow. And tomorrow morning at Tiger Stadium will be the Rotary Relays track and field events. After last Thursday's early bird, this is the second event hosted by Mobridge Pollock this spring. 18 schools will be competing in total, including Timberlake, McLaughlin, Harriet Selby area, Wauk Paula, and other local teams. Barring another rainout, the Minnesota Twins will be back in action tonight in Detroit against the Tigers. It is scheduled to be the third start of the season for Pablo Lopez, who hasn't pitched since last Thursday. He pitched 7 innings of one-run ball against the Royals on opening day and allowed 3 runs over 5 2/3 innings against Cleveland last week. He will face Tarek Skubal of Detroit at 5:40 Central in the Motor City. Minnesota is currently 4-6, while Detroit is 7-4 going into the 4-game series. Both teams are looking up at 9-4 Kansas City and 9-3 Cleveland in the American League Central standings. Top NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that tonight we'll see the return of Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl Anthony Towns from injury. Towns has not played in a game since March 4th because of a meniscus tear in his left knee. He had surgery just 4 weeks ago, but is expected to play tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. The 4-time All-Star was averaging 22 points and 8 rebounds before his injury and had a 62-point game against Charlotte in January. The Timberwolves have been 11-6 without him, but are still sporting the best defense in the NBA at 106 points allowed per game. Some more information has come to light regarding the Timberwolves' ownership situation. Current owner Glenn Taylor halted the sale of the franchise 2 weeks ago to Alex Rodriguez and his group for failure to meet certain payment deadlines. Earlier this week, ESPN reported that Rodriguez's group had rendered a budget projection that would have lowered Minnesota's payroll to $171 million next season to get below the luxury tax. With the current roster, the Timberwolves are projected to have nearly $200 million in payroll next season. Minnesota is seeing one of their best years in franchise history, which may explain Taylor's hesitation and ultimately him ending a 3-year process in selling his majority ownership stake. Cornerstone players Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns are free agents after this season and may not have been retained under Rodriguez's proposal. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.